The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hassett, Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
Happy Saturday, and I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yes, and I'm really excited about our guest today.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I kind of like to play a little dress-up here and there.
Yeah?
So we're going to be able to talk about that a little bit.
What this has to do with...
I know our listeners are like, what in the world?
Like, oh my gosh.
They're like, yeah. What does plain dress-up have to do with mortgages?
Well, it has to do with supporting our local communities.
Yes, it does.
And we have Renton Comic-Con coming up.
Yes, yes. So we always, our listeners know that we have several topics that we try to cover. So they're residents or residential insider, investor angle, green building and design, and regional impact. And this is an up-and-coming program that, you know, it's going into its third year. And I think it's going to end up having some tremendous regional impact.
Absolutely.
Over time. And so I'm really excited because I know our guest, Brian Morris, who's been on the show with us before, is going to tell us some of those companies that are involved, some of the activities that are involved, and just, you know, it's getting pretty cool.
Yeah, what a fun event.
Really cool.
Yeah, this
will
be really fun.
Yeah. Well, and I also love it, too, because anyone who might go to something like this, it's also a great way to get inspired for Halloween coming up in October, right?
Absolutely.
It's like we're already getting towards the end of summer. We've had all of our crazy, you know, wildfires and stuff going on all up and down the West Coast, you know, so we've had haze, no haze, haze, no haze. So, you know, it's, you know, we're kind of actually hoping for some rain to keep the weather maybe a little more consistent.
Wash away some of that smoke, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of crud around. There's a lot of crud around. And even when the smoke does go away, you know, I don't know if people ever follow the Puget Sound Clean Air group, but I get their alerts all the time, and I know that in the last couple of weeks it's been quite interesting, and people got to be careful out there. So anyway, but I can tell you what else is on fire.
What's that?
Our listings.
Oh yeah, good.
Oh my gosh,
we need that.
We have been smoking, so to speak, on the listing side of things. Well, you know, and this weekend we've got we've got a couple open houses going on because we've had a property in Magnolia that just went on market this week. We've got another one in South Seattle that's going on market on 50th, just off of Rainier, in kind of Rainier Beach area. Mm-hmm. We've had, you know, plenty of our listings are like going on market and selling super fast. I mean, we're going like 1-2 listings a week, which...
Wow.
For most
That's
people,
really good.
I wanted to throw some statistics out there today, if you don't mind, that we mention to our listeners all the time on the show that I'm part of the Tom Ferry Organization for Coaching, and I'm part of the circle of some of the top agents in the entire North American region. So Canada, United States, and the world. There's people from all over the world that follow this organization, and we talk a lot about business practices and marketing, and they just got done having an event called Summit at the earlier part of this month. And I did not go because we had some things going on in our company. So I chose not to spend the money to go down to Anaheim for this year's, but I did pay for the live simulcast that I could go back and watch at my own leisure.
Yeah,
and I'm watching that. And one of the statistics that he brought up that I found fascinating, because we talk about this all the time. In fact, I actually just did a video on this that's on our YouTube channel. We're going to be putting out on social media, and it's the 5 things to expect from your agent. And because what I tell people all the time is one of the first questions you should ask anyone that you meet is, do you do this full time?
Mm, yeah.
Right?
Right.
Do you do
it
full time? And the reason being that this industry is a major contact sport, and it's just as been impacted by the internet as every other business. So we're in an on-demand environment right now.
Right.
And we're seeing that all across the board. So that's why when we started Team Reba back in 2003, we came at it with a team mentality and to build a structure of team like I had in corporations.
You mean like a real business?
Like a real business.
Yeah, amazing.
But you know, not just like treating it like a business, but actually putting the things in place, the building blocks in place. Because as I talk about in this video that I did, every other industry I've worked for, software, manufacturing, retail, you never expected one person to do all the jobs,
right?
You walk into a store and there's someone in the warehouse, there's someone behind the counter, there's somebody doing merchandising, maybe there's someone, you know, dealing with the inventory, there's someone doing bookkeeping. They have their individual specialties, generally speaking. And you don't expect one person to try and do all that, plus keep the store open, you know, however many hours a day.
Well, in real estate, that pretty much happens every day.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's a lot of people who are still doing that. But the thing that's shifting in our industry is the team environment. But I did this video, and basically, you know, we talk about people should have a strategic plan, comparative sales data, knowledge of the local market, electronic expertise, and support till closing. But when I'm listening to this Tom Ferry video, a stat that he threw out that stunned me, because I have regularly exceeded this number, but there's currently 3 million real estate agents in North America, and there's about 1.3 million of them are realtors, right? Because we talk about this
the
all the time.
Official designation.
Yeah.
Is,
well, it's a membership organization. It's not a designation. It's a membership. You have to choose to do it, and there's a code of ethics and everything else that's above and beyond just what the agency law is for your local state. And they just came out with new stats. Most agents, they just had a reduction in the last year in people's income because there's so much competition right now, because so many people have jumped back into the market because of what's been going on in many areas like Seattle.
Right.
And so there's a lot more competition. But then the other thing that he said was, out of all of those people, only 43,000 agents total do more than 25 deals a year.
Interesting. That's surprising.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's
also
a micro number.
It also tells you, you know, how many agents out there, real estate agents, are part-time or really
exactly.
just not, you know, that prolific. And, you know, we see it every day, the bad side of it. I have one of my loan officers right now dealing with an agent who is brand new to the business, took a listing, which is a condo. And condos have special requirements and information that has to be had. One of the requirements is what's called a resale certificate.
Yes.
When you buy a condo, within 10 days, the seller has to give you a document that's going to give you all the information on the condo project itself.
Yes, and it's 10 days the HOA has to provide
to provide it, right. This listing agent didn't even know what that was, didn't have it prepared, no idea. And so as loan officer now, my loan officer is taking on the role of managing the transaction because nobody else
God.
Is.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay, yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just, but that's
it's
just
painful.
One example. And there's a lot of agents out there that are part-time. Or
they're
really,
so new and they have no one monitoring them. Okay,
exactly.
I'm going to give you another
no
example.
Mentorship, they don't know what they're doing.
We just got under contract this cute little place that we had in Skyway that we talked about here on the show. Got it under contract. We're now pending on it. But I will tell you, sweet as pie, agent on the other side of the transaction. But when she sent me the first offer run, I had to tell my client this. I was like, by the way, I had to tell her to redo it before it got to you. She didn't change the basic terms, but she had forms that counteracted each other. She had forms that were absolutely unnecessary. She had stuff she didn't even have any idea. And she'd only done one other transaction before putting in this offer. And oddly enough, I happen to know who her client is because of some work I've done at the Renton Chamber and Skyway Solutions. So the gentleman happens to work there. But so it was kind of funny that I actually know him and he knows me and he knows that we know our stuff. Because I'd actually helped him look for a commercial building at one point. But yeah, I actually had to spend hours with this gal on the phone, walking her through, basically training her. Because the supposed mentor she has, and she's only been doing this 4 months and she's gone through two companies.
Oh boy.
And I'm like, let me walk you through how you write an offer. And then let's go from there, shall we?
Oh,
and then we had to do the same thing on the inspection response.
Sure.
Because I'm like, okay, you wrote two separate different things that counteract each other. This thing you wrote negates this entire thing you just asked for.
Right.
So which one did you mean?
A contract, a well-written contract does not lead to needing interpretation.
Not typically.
A well-written contract is crystal clear.
Unless you got to know what the word is.
Exactly.
But, you know, hey,
exactly.
we're not going to that.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah,
oh,
yeah. There's been a whole lot of that going on.
We have one exactly like that where the seller had agreed to pay, it was $7,500 towards our buyer's closing costs.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we got to the end, the closing costs were a little bit less than that.
Oh, right.
And and so
that happens.
Yeah. So and the way that works, it's use it or lose it. So
yeah,
in this case, it
exactly
was $7,200 or something like that. Well, the seller thought that that shouldn't be that high. They thought it should only be about $6,500.
Based on what?
Based on their
just opinion,
feeling.
Oh,
so they wanted to know.
I love quantifiable things like feelings.
So, like, where's the other $1,000 coming from? And what was funny about this one is the transaction had already closed. Everybody had signed.
Wait, this is post closing.
This post closing.
God, I almost spit my water out when you said that.
Well, in all fairness to the listing agent in this case, she was away in Europe traveling, and she hadn't had time to review the documents prior.
Because she didn't have a team helping her while she was gone.
Yeah, funny about that. And so really what was happening there is she was trying to strong arm our company into paying that difference. And we're like, no. We read the contract. We're good the way
there
it's set up.
There is never, 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 never an excuse for your agent to say, I didn't read it.
Exactly.
I have gotten
exactly
so much stuff past other agents because they don't read it. And then later they're like, oh, we need to go work this out. And we're like, no, you need to learn how to read and be comprehensive in what your job is.
That's funny about that, isn't
for
it?
Heaven's sake. Yeah, no. Okay. Well, okay. We've talked a lot about what's going on in the market and watching out for yourself on these.
Absolutely.
If people want to see that video, you can go to the Team Reba YouTube site. But do you want to start with any of the market rate update? Do you think you can get that in like a minute?
We'll work super fast on it. But basically, rates are holding fairly steady. We have some conflicting things going on with the economy. Some things are very strong right now. Consumer spending is strong. Net exports are strong. But housing, not so strong nationally.
Nope.
Locally, yes. Nationally, no. Home building is way down.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest concern with home building is a rising materials costs. We can all sort of see that.
Oh, that's true.
And labor shortages. There's a massive shortage of
huge shortages right now
of labor. So these are opposing forces that are basically keeping mortgage rates in check. So today, the national average for a mortgage, a 30-year fixed rate, we're hovering right around 4.63%. Not too bad, about the same where we were. 15-year fixed rates around 4.125. VA loans around 4.375 and FHA. And so all hanging in there really good. When we come back, we're going to be talking Comic-Con. So stay tuned. More Open House with Team Rewind.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.